Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. The 13th of December 1960. The Middle Way. Sayadaw reminded yogis to observe their internal phenomena when they see the external phenomena. In this way, many realized Dharma in the past. There were some Theras and Therasgatas mentioned these experiences. A bhikkhuni saw a candle flame was extinguished and another saw the water flowed into the earth and disappeared were attaining enlightenments. Sayadaw said one important point in the observation. He gave an example, a candle continuously burning is not arising and changing into something, but it's arising and perishing, arising and disappearing, etc. At the same spot. If it's changing into something and become a sasata view, it's similar to a soul view. The reality is one flame disappears and substitutes with a new flame. In this way, it's free from wrong views. An intelligent person saw a tree leaf fell from the tree and got enlightenment. A leaf drying up from green to yellow colors and fell off from the tree. This referred to an interesting and famous Jataka story nearly every Buddhist knew. Sanaka, a minister's son, sat under a tree and saw a tree leaf falling down to him. This incident with the contemplation of his khandhas and he became a Paksekha Buddha. After some years passed by, he went to the palace and taught Dharma to his friend, the king, the Bodhisattva. One of the well-known story he taught was a silly crow and a dead elephant floating in the ocean. Nowadays, human beings are sillier than this crow. We can know this from the current human societies on earth. It's a form, rupa, will be changed and fallen. All forms contacting with heat will change. Contacting with cold is in change. Every mind is changing. For example, a small child is crying. The mother becomes anxious with what happened to the child. After knowing nothing happens and she becomes glad. From the anxious mind and changes into gladdened mind. Therefore, mind and form are changing with their causes. Does change, here the Pali word viparinama, mean after arising and changing into something or after vanishing and substitutes with something? Don't take it as changing but as vanishing with substitution. It becomes view of eternalism, sasata ditthi, if taking it as changing. Vanishing is anicca nana, knowledge of seeing impermanence. Changing is wrong view, ditthi, and taking it as vanishing and free from ditthi. For example, moving the cup here to this place is changing. Vanishing means that here disappears and at here, at the same spot, a new substitution. Therefore, changing and vanishing are different. Disbanding its own nature is vanishing. If you see the outside things are vanishing and turning inwards of one's candor. The preceding mind not exists and the new following mind arises. By turning the mind inwards and seeing the same as like the outwards things and DA is cutting off. Because with the knowledge of seeing, the vanishing comes in. The external and internal phenomena become the same and will get the path knowledge. Sayadaw gave the story of a woman, by frying vegetables and seeing the changes of it. And at the same time turning inside her with contemplation and became a Sotapanna. Sabbe Sankara Anicca, all conditioned phenomena are impermanent, external and internal phenomena are impermanent. In this way Tanha connects internal with the external dies away. There are only the internal and the external existences. Therefore, the Buddha taught to contemplate the external and internal in the Satipatthana Sutta. It is also enough if you only see the internal vanishing. This point is supported by some yogis' practice with Mahasi system. Most of the systems only teach to contemplate one's own khanda. The Buddha from the monastery instructed the woman to turn inwardly and contemplate her candor. By following with the contemplation of impermanence, Nana develops and becomes mature. The whole candor is full of impermanences that even you can't put in a tip of a needle inside them. After that you penetrate dukkha thoroughly and if dukkha ceases and will see nibbana. If dukkha not ceases can't see nibbana yet. After seeing dukkha and not wanting and it ceases. Seeing dukkha ceases is the path knowledge. You will be free from the eight faults and the doors to woeful births are closed. The eight faults for living beings were mentioned in the Anguttara Nikaya. These are the three woeful planes 1. Hells 2. Animals 3. Ghosts. The commentary divided ghosts, pitas, to two types, pitas with sufferings only and vimanika pitas with half sufferings and half bliss. 4. Arupa Brahma gods, with mind only, and Asana Brahma gods, with body only. 5. Human beings, born with three unwholesome roots, greed, hatred and delusion. 6. Being born at the places where the Buddha's teachings can't reach out, for example, border areas, hill tribes, etc. 7. People have wrong views. 8. The time when a Buddha is not arising, so the Dharma does not exist. You have to practice for seeing the cessation of dukkha. There are no other things to do. If ditthi, tana still exist and it's not finished yet. If you can decide this is not me, not I am and not mine and it ceases. There was an interesting story of a yogi. An Italian man had an interview with his teacher. He said that every time was seeing emptiness, i.e., impermanence, and he wanted jumping into it, but couldn't do it. Here wrong view came in and hindered the practice. Then he asked himself, who wanted jumping into it? There is no I and no me, who can jump. Here he dispelled his wrong view with practice. As soon as he contemplated not self, anatta, the whole candor disappeared with an explosion. This yogi's experience supported what Mogik Sayadaw always emphasized strongly for, first dispelling wrong view with intellectual knowledge before the practice. Wrong views were very deep-rooted strongly in living beings from undiscoverable samsara. Some bhikkhus's stories in the time of the Buddha also supported it. For example, Ven. Channa, Ven. Yamaka and Ven. Anuradha. This Italian yogi overcame it because his teacher was also a Mogic yogi. He taught him before, using the law of DA process to dispel his wrong view. Even though, wrong view still crept in. You see how strong self-view is. Therefore, anatta doctrine is difficult to understand and accept. Except a Buddha no one can teach about it. Therefore the Buddha said without the Noble Eightfold Path no one could become Arya. If it's still not mature, it'll becomes maturity with the continuous contemplation. And slowly it will mature. This is not a tiresome task because it is the middle way. Making money for sensuality is very tiresome. It's the same with the practices of torturing oneself. Contemplation of impermanence is the middle way. If you can't put your feet on the middle way and you are changing yourself between the two extremes. The hedonists, especially modern man, who always follow sensuality do have dukkha and search for dukkha, quite silly. This path should not go. The path of torturing oneself is directly to painful births. Only meeting with a good teacher can walk on the middle path. The path of sensuality is the way which father and mother teach you. They can do this only. Sayadaw mentioned about the Bodhisattva's extreme practices. The path of contemplation of one's khandhas is to know the truth of the khandha. And it becomes right disenchantment. After not wanting it, the khandha comes to an end. The ending of the khandha is Nibbana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 18th of December 1960. Correct one's mistakes in time. The Buddha said, one could know in two ways for one's wholesome and unwholesome kammas one had done before. These were doing kammas still alive and near death, mental signs arose. If you want to correct them at present is the best way. Before death it can be done. Near death some can do it and some can't correct them. Near death people generally can't make the corrections. Now, you still can do it if you want to correct them. In this way and at near death you don't need it. In the Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha warned us that we should not take it as I had done unwholesome kamma and nobody knew it. At least you know it yourself. You have to correct them quickly. If you die before, even though it has the 5,000 years of Buddha Sasana, and your own Sasana is disappeared, Buddhists should take this point seriously. Don't count the Buddha Sasana with years. Make the counting with your own death. Man only has the lifespan of one mind. If one of the breathing in and out mind is not arising and becomes dead, what already has passed is nothing to do with you. Next year is also nothing to do with you. Sasana depends on your lifespan. Only you can cut off the DA process and seeing impermanent is your own Sasana. If you are choosing time for tomorrow or the day after tomorrow is a fool. Today I have no time and not doing it. I will do it tomorrow is Sasata Ditthi. Sasata here is tomorrow I will still alive. It means it doesn't die. Choosing days and hours is by Sasata. If you are glad with the forbidden dharma which send beings to painful births and then you'll finish. Forbidden the path knowledge is wrong view. In the whole of samsara beings are hindered by it. We were climbing up from the four woeful planes with difficulties. Some Buddhists might think we had good times in samsara. We should go and have a check with the suttas in the Pali Nikaya, what the Buddha had said about it. Now, you know that Ditthi is the biggest enemy. Sayadaw told a story in the Majjhima Nikaya, how Tanna Ditthi hindered a man for realization. In the Kasapa Buddha's time, a layman named Paya, because of Ditthi, Tanna missed the chance for path and fruition knowledges. If he continued to listen for sometimes would enter the stream. But he had to wait until the Gautama Buddha's time for realization. It was quite a very long period of time for the chance to arise. The Buddha taught three principles for the sure realization. Sayadaw talked about the governing principles, Adhipati, from the Anguttara Nikaya. 1. Self as a governing principle, Atadipati. 2. Cosmos as a governing principle, Lokadipati. 3. Dharma as a governing principle, Dharmadipati. 1. Taking oneself as a governing principle. 2. Taking others as a governing principle. 3. Taking the qualities of Dharma as a governing principle. 1. I am neither practicing for the sake of the four requisites nor for the fortunes of future births, but to be freed from the dangers of birth, aging, sickness and death, etc. We can't realize it with the practice for the desire of sensuality and becoming, bhavatana. You should not have your own desire in the practice. You can't practice with desire. 2. If kalesa comes in or many thoughts arise and admonish oneself. and contemplate the impermanence of whatever mind state arises. Admonish oneself as there are unseen beings watching at me, e.g., devotees, monks have psychic abilities, etc. 3. During the practice, if worldly mental states come in and contemplate the qualities of Dharma, admonish oneself with it. Sayadaw talked about the Dharma is calling at you and also passes away. Therefore, if you go with the calling and you are seeing death. The calling is arising, with the going and not seeing it is vanishing. Anyone going with the calling will find out its impermanence. There are also wrong goings. For example, mosquito bites and going with the hand, bang. This is going with anger, dosa. Therefore you must go with knowledge. It's sure that it'll become non-temporal, akaliko. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 18th of December 1960. Are you a fool? The Buddha said, the five khandhas, wife, children and wealth were like the things in dreams. Dreams are not stable, if you wake up and can't find it. The nature of the khanda is also last momentary. Wealth and belongings are also not stable. Again, the khanda is also like borrowed things. It'll return back to the owner. Aging and death will take back the khanda. Therefore, the five khandas have nothing of me and mine. Also, you can't find any of me and mine. If you can see it as arising momentarily and passing away, we'll know that it's like a dream and borrowed things. Therefore, it never has stability and control. If you know this, tanha, craving, upadana, clinging, and kama, action, fall away. If you think the khanda has stability is like the foolish lion, the lion died by its shadow in the mirror. We are taking the shadow of the khanda as stable. And also are thinking him as beings. You are making fortunes is like a blind man pouring water. However much you are searching for them can never fulfill it. The six senses doors are like the six oceans. If you are filling them with tanha water can never fill it up. The ocean water still can be dried up, when doomsday arrives. Therefore, by filling the six senses doors and you will never satisfy with it. For them in samsara you were overtired. Not knowing is avidya and filling with tanha water is sankhara. You are wasting time with avidya and sankhara. If you have the six oceans and can never finish with it. Therefore, it'll finish if you can make them disappear. So, you will arrive to happiness if khanda disappears. Filling the khanda ocean is like filling holes with a pot in it because it'll never fill up. We don't know about the khanda with clinging and affection. By looking after it is like a blind man filling a vessel with holes. For the khanda to disappear must do vipassana for seeing impermanence. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 25th of December 1960. Are murderers. I'll teach you the contemplation of feeling. If you want to become a noble person, you should know these 7 points on feeling. Want to know how many feelings there are. You also have to know with these 7 points for other khandhas. 2. To know the cause of feeling. 3. To know the cessation of feeling. 4. To know the practice leading to the cessation of feeling. 5. To know the gratification, asada, on feeling when it arises. 6. To know the danger, adanava, of feeling. 7. To know the escape, nisarana, from feeling. You should have to know these things before. 1. To know 6 kinds of feeling. Feelings arise from the six senses doors. Here Sayadaw mentioned 13 types of feeling which are arising from the six senses doors according to his teaching on the contemplation of feeling. Two, all these feelings arise from contact, phasa. Phasa pakaya vedana, contact conditions feeling. 3, with the cessation of contact and feeling also ceases. Because it caused by contact. 4, practice with the five path factors. The yogi has to know the arising and passing away. Knowing is magunga, path factors. This is to know the cessation of feeling. If all feelings come to the cessation and what'll leave behind. This is the cessation of dukkha sakka. Have to practice up to this point. 5, if you don't practice in this way, because of feeling and gratification arises, asada. Taking them with pleasure arises. For example, it's pleasant to see it. With pleasure arises and following behind a craving, clinging and action. I am worrying about craving arising and telling you practice for the cessation. Is it not sure? If pleasure arises and dukkha will follow. Taking no. 4 as a main point for practice. What I am teaching is also focus on no. 4. That is true. With research on Sayadaw's talks and find out that mostly he concentrated on this point. 6 If pleasure arises and you'll fall into the danger of dukkha, adanava. And then tana, upadana, kama and jati will follow. If gratification arises, asada, and these things will follow behind, i.e., craving, clinging, action and birth. So, it's impossible not to contemplate, i.e., must have to do it. 7 If you want to know the escape from feeling, practice with no. 4 And then, it'll become the eight path factors, i.e., escape from feeling or dukkha. This Dharma was showing the process of the practice, by the Buddha. 4 First, contemplate with the five magunga. If you succeed, you will fulfill the eight path factors. 6 Feeling is under the fault of three characteristics, such as impermanence, suffering and not self. Doing the contemplation is to understand the fault or danger. Know these two faults of the candor with the contemplation. First, with the contemplation, know the fault of candor with the three characteristics. Second, know that the candor dukkha processes are following someone without the contemplation. We are always under the fault of three characteristics. Can you destroy it? You will escape from it if we know under the fault of three characteristics. Do you still want it? You will not get it if you don't want. Not getting it, you become free. I'll talk about another way of without the contemplation how dangers arise, the connection of DA process. I'll talk only regarding to seeing. The fish in the water dies on land. You may ask the fish in the water should die in the water. It dies on land because of encountering danger. There are also men die in water, fishermen. They die for feeling. If there are no feelings, do they need to die? The fish in the water is seeing the bait with the hook. Just seeing, it is neither pleasant nor unpleasant feeling, it is neutral feeling, apekka vedana. After seeing and wanting to eat, pleasant feeling arises, somanasa vedana or tana. And it eats the bait and is pierced its mouth with the hook. Then it arrives on land and is beaten by a stick and dies with painful feeling. Dukkha vedana. Neutral feeling is the shoman. Pleasant feeling is the gulper or swallower. And painful feeling is the killer. These are showing the danger of feeling. Which type of feeling is your friend? All three feelings are the messengers of death. They all are enemies. We can't overcome these three feelings and always living with death. Therefore, you can't leave feelings on its own. Sayadaw continued to explain about feeling connects with the five other sense doors in the daily life. These three feelings exist in your kanda and will kill you together. You are also living with these three feelings. Therefore the Buddha said, Vedana Maro, feeling is the murderer, or killer. The messenger of death has to be contemplated in this way. Without them only, you are free from death. Therefore, have to contemplate until it extinct. If not, they'll kill you. They are the most fearful things. We are living together with the messenger of death. Don't want to contemplate feeling and prefer them is still wanting to die. By hearing about heaven is good and prefer heaven. We are taking the Brahma world also in the same way. Wherever you'll be and will be killed by them. Tonight I am talking about feeling very clear. Whatever life you are praying and asking for feeling, it is the same as I may meet the murderers. May I live with them together. Without knowing them and it happens in foolish ways. Therefore there are only murderers in the 31 realms of existence. You have to practice to escape from feeling. See impermanence of feeling, and then its disenchantment and not wanting it. Then you'll not get the aggregate of feeling. Not getting it, you'll be free from death. And then you are separating from the murderers. Today talk is emphasizing on practice. And also it includes sense of urgency, samvega. You are out of your mind, if you make friends with the three murderers. If you can contemplate to see impermanent, disenchantment and not wanting it and the eight factors will complete. With the kanda disappears and no kanda for dying anymore. No kanda for dying is nibbana.